Well, today we have a very short passage from Luke chapter 17, the first six verses. But in those six verses, the Lord gives teachings on four different topics. Teaching on scandal, on fraternal correction, on forgiveness, and on faith. Those four things. The Lord begins by telling his disciples about scandal. The word used here in the Greek New Testament is scandalon, which means to put a stumbling block in somebody's way. It means to disedify them or to lead another person away from God, to lead another person into sin. That's what scandal does. It hurts people's spiritual journey towards God. It puts a stumbling block in their way. Jesus says, scandals will inevitably occur, but he says, woe to the one that causes them. And again, a scandal is maybe a thing that we say or something that we do or something that we fail to do that leads other people away from God. And the Lord says, it would be better for the one who causes scandal to have a millstone put around the person's neck and to be thrown into the sea than to scandalize one of the little ones. The little ones could mean children, it could mean young believers or Christians that are just developing their faith. See, some people are strong enough in their faith that they won't let scandals stop them and get in their way. Others have weak faith. These are the little ones that can be led astray. Not only children, but young believers, or those that are just looking for excuses not to go to church or not to practice their faith. The Lord says it would be better for the person to have a millstone. If you've been to the Holy Land, you've probably seen these huge millstones. They're usually about this wide, they're about this thick. It's like a big circle, and in the center is a hole, and that's where they would put the wooden post, and then they would walk this millstone around in a circle, and that would crush the olives or it would crush the grain to make flour. The Lord says, imagine putting somebody's head in there and throwing that person into the sea. The Lord said, that's better than causing a little one to sin. Why is that better? Well, physical death is a lot less than spiritual death, than losing our soul in hell. So it's a better thing to have the millstone put around the neck, be thrown into the sea. That's better because that's only physical death. What's far greater is losing one's soul in hell. That is much worse, Jesus says. And we should never lead the little ones to sin, never lead the children or the grandchildren or young believers into sin. And the Lord tells us to be vigilant, to be on our guard. And then he moves from this topic to fraternal correction. He says, if your brother sins, rebuke him. This is called, it's one of the spiritual works of mercy. It's called fraternal correction, which should always be done with humility, with charity, with kindness. And it should always be done individually. They say you should praise publicly, but correct privately. So fraternal correction is when, let's say, your brother, your sister, or relative is obviously living in sin or doing something that you know is leading them away from God. You go to them in humility, in love, in kindness, let them know how much you love them, and you correct them lovingly. You say, I love you, but this drinking problem or this alcohol or this drugs or whatever it might be is leading you away from God. I love you so much. I want you to go to heaven. And so that's what the Lord is talking about here, fraternal correction. And then the third topic is forgiveness. If the person repents, Jesus says, forgive them. And even if they wrong you seven times a day, and every time come back to you and say, forgive me, Jesus says, you should forgive them. See, the rabbis thought if you forgave somebody three times in one day, you were a perfect person, right? See, wouldn't that be great? The Lord says, no, not just three times, but you have to be willing to forgive if they're sorry again and again and again. Don't even calculate. Don't even try to add it up. And then lastly, the last topic is on faith. The apostles, after hearing all this about the millstone, about fraternal correction, about forgiving somebody seven times, these guys must have gotten pretty discouraged because they say, the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. increase our faith, because the only way we can live this, the only way we can do this is by having incredible faith. And so the Lord said, yes, you need faith. But imagine, even if he had faith the size of a mustard seed, remember a mustard seed is such a speck, 20,000 mustard seeds make 1 ounce. That's how tiny a speck it is. Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can do the impossible. You can say to a mulberry tree, be uprooted and cast into the sea, and it will be done for you. So the Lord ends this passage today encouraging us to have faith. Even the small faith, the size of a mustard seed, can do incredible things with God's help.